The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Danielle, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Ryan.
How are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm grand. Where are you?
I am in Selbridge.
And what are you doing there?
I am a chef in Giraffe Childcare.
Excellent. How are things in Giraffe Childcare?
They're grand. Yeah, they're quite busy. It's a little bit strange for the children, obviously, with the PPE and all the procedures, but they're all happy. They're all healthy.
And are you? How many children are you cooking for as a chef there?
Today, I have about 75 in.
Wow. And are you on your own or do you have help?
I am indeed. No, it's just myself in the kitchen.
What's on the menu? Because I remember somebody saying to me, I have a nursery palate. I love the children's menu, which is, honest to God, I can't stand posh dining. It drives me mad. Well, so tell me, what are we eating?
Yesterday, they had beef stroganoff. So today...
That's a bit posh. For children.
It is indeed.
That'd beef stroganoff. If I was a kid, I would have thought he played football for Kosovo.
Today they're having pancakes and they're having roast chicken dinner.
That's more like it. Roast chicken dinner?
They are indeed, yeah.
Yeah, but what's on the side? Roast potatoes or?
Oh, they're having potatoes. Mm-hmm. They're having loads of veg. Mm. They're having everything.
Dessert?
They are having apple and cinnamon pancakes.
Oh, you see, this is now. That's proper cooking, Danielle. How has your COVID experience been? Are you okay?
Mine's been okay. I've been working away full time, thank God.
Glad to hear.
My partner owns a gym, so he's been closed.
Well, he might be getting some good news tomorrow, I hope.
Oh, really?
In terms of the gyms being reopening. I get the sense they might be. So here's hoping.
I hope so.
And where will you spend Christmas?
I will be at home with my family.
Lovely. And will you be in a position to watch the toy show tomorrow? Are you fed up looking at kids?
I will indeed. I will be watching the toy show, definitely.
That's what I want to hear. Now, listen to me. I'd like to give you some vouchers for Tesco. Would that help your Christmas shopping?
That would cheer it up just a small bit.
Really?
Definitely.
Because if you're spending Christmas with your family, you could help add to the feast at this Christmas.
I could, and I know I'll be cooking, so...
Oh, no, do you have to cook as well?
I probably will.
Okay. Can you name the little green vegetables you either love or hate to scoop onto your Christmas dinner plate?
I can indeed. Brussels sprouts.
Are you a yes or a no to Brussels sprouts personally?
I'm an absolute... Definitely no.
You're a no. Okay.
No.
Weirdly, I'm a yes, but just to a few. Let's keep going. This is Shaken Stevens singing Merry Christmas, everyone, but I want to know the missing word. We're going to have a party tonight. I'm going to find that girl underneath the mistletoe by candlelight. So what's he going to do to her by candlelight?
Kiss her.
Oh, thank goodness. It's the correct answer. Shall we keep going?
We shall.
Can you name the Austrian-American actor, bodybuilder and former governor of California who starred in the awfully brilliant, brackets I'm told, Christmas film Jingle All the Way?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He'll be back. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is always on television over Christmas. Can you name the wide-eyed child who inherited the magnificent factory at the end?
Charlie
Bouquet. But you're absolutely correct. Yes, Charlie. Imagine wishing it could be Christmas every day. That would be extreme. It would actually be quite intense and kind of awful. A selection box every day. Could you imagine, Danielle, you cooking turkey every day? I wish it could be Christmas every day. I don't, no. But Wizard do. The band Wizard do wish this. And here they are with I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day in their deluded craziness. But I do need to know, for the purpose of this question and this quiz, what the missing word is. What has to ring out for Christmas?
The bell.
You're having a great run here, Danielle. Honestly, that's five out of... You've just won €500 worth of Tesco vouchers.
Thank you so much.
You're outrageously welcome. But now, the naughty list bonus question. Which of these characters from Flash Gordon was once on the naughty list but has been saved this year? Is it Flash himself? Is it Princess Aura? Or is it Ming the Merciless?
Ming the Merciless.
€700.
Thank you so much.
Listen, Danielle, go and feed the children of Ireland.
I will, I promise.
Happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas.
Thanks for being here. There she goes. No, thank you. James Cook, from one chef to a cook. James, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Ryan.
How's your world?
From the lovely Boris O'Kane.
Roscommon.
I'm from Roscommon, but I'm actually in Boris O'Kane.
You're in, but what are you doing in Boris O'Kane?
I'm driving my bus from Athlone to Limerick for the great company that is Bus Éireann that have ran through the pandemic.
Well, fair play to you.
Keeping you on the road.
Keeping us moving. keeping the automobile dream alive.
Absolutely, Ryan.
And how's your experience been the last few months, James? Everything okay?
Very, very quiet.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Very, very quiet. Yeah, but everybody, in all fairness, right, is travelling with their masks on them. We've never had to approach anybody.
Isn't that great?
To tell them put on a mask. So the message is getting there.
Good on you. And what's the feeling about Christmas? Are you a Christmas guy? Are you looking
I'm a very... Oh, absolutely.
Good man.
We have the tree up for tomorrow night because my son is 3 years of age.
Oh!
And my daughter is 23.
Well, how old... What's the name of your 23-year-old child?
My 23-year-old is Jade and my son is James, like myself.
One, all the J's.
All the J's is right. Tomorrow night we'll be gathering with the celebrations or the heroes of the Quality Street.
Good man.
And watching the Toy Master himself.
Good man, James.
There's no doubt about it.
We'll do our best for you. You know, we're getting ready and we're excited. Do you have passengers on your bus at the moment?
I do, yeah. I abandoned them and walked outside but turned up Radio 1.
Good man yourself. So they're all in the bus listening to you, the bus driver.
And now they're going to start looking out the window.
I should hope so. He's going, who is this guy? This is the most Irish quiz ever. All right, though. Well, let's not detain you too long. These people have places to go. How many more sleeps are there until the toy show? This is the question one for you.
All right, so counting tonight is Thursday night one.
Good man. Right, this is a good start. All right, James, here's a man I have no time for at all. Paul McCartney singing Wonderful Christmas Time. The missing word, please.
Simply have
this.
A wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
No photographs, you know.
The feelings here.
I don't know if you got. Did you get that? The what's
no.
on? It's where it's.
What, I know it's Wonderful Christmas Time.
No, you're absolutely. The word I'm looking for is something like you can have a political one, you can have a children's one between 3 and 5 in the day on a Saturday, and they have cake and buns and it's. Yeah, but it's
no.
The second word after that.
Oh, party!
That's the one. We're gonna have a party. Now you go.
One,
well, that's an excellent bit of work there. Now the wattle. The wattle is the name of the skin that hangs from a turkey's what?
Neck.
Okay, let's keep going. Is there anything more beautiful than Judy Garland singing Have Yourself a Merry Little
Yes.
Christmas? What? Oh, no, there's nothing more beautiful. No, there is. Okay.
No, there isn't.
Let's listen to us ruin it here with a nice big rotten sounding noise in the middle of it all. Just tell us, if you would please, the missing word.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our will be out of sight.
James, what do you got for me?
I'm hoping for trouble.
You're absolutely right. This is a great answer. It's the correct answer. Okay. Still fancy Frank Sinatra's version of More Than Judy's, but we'll keep going.
100%.
Whoa, good man yourself. What member of the family was caught kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe?
Oh, the bold mummy.
The mother was up to no good. There she is again.
No good.
At the gin and the Santa. Okay. You've just won €500 worth of vouchers for Tesco to buy Jade and James and everyone else in your family some goodies this Christmas.
But Ryan, you don't believe how good that'll be.
Is it a help along the way?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
No doubt about it, Ryan.
Let's try and add another couple of hundred then.
Yes, let's go for it.
Which character from the film Die Hard, who would normally have been on the naughty list, sulking like a baba, has been saved this year? Is it Hans Gruber? Is it John McClane? Or is it Sergeant Al Powell?
It would be the wonderful actor that is Hans Gruber. I can't remember his name. I know he recently
Alan Rickman,
died.
I think. Was it Alan
That's
Rickman?
That's right. Yes, from your favourite film, Love Actually.
Why do I have such a bee in my bonnet about Love Actually, James?
I was listening to yesterday, so I must remind him.
It does nothing for me. I don't know what.
No.
It just does nothing for me at all.
No.
Yeah, it's just too hammy. Okay, listen, James, I really enjoyed talking to you. You've got a busload of passengers who need you more than I need you. But
Ryan, listen, break a leg tomorrow night.
I might just do that. It's going to be pretty active. Listen, happy Christmas to you and the family, and thanks for your time.
Happy Christmas to all my friends in Bus Éireann.
Sounds good. Good on you, and keep going, James. Stay safe travels. Thank you for your time.